We begin this hour with Iraq, which appears to be crumbling as Shiite militias mobilize to battle the Islamic State of Syria and Iraq. The extremist group has taken over large stretches of the country with the support of other Sunni armed groups. Refugees are flowing from Mosul and surrounding areas into the Kurdish north, and that's where our correspondent Leila Fadel is now in the city of Erbil. She joins us now. Leila, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And first, what can you tell us about the fighting right now?
Well, right now there is serious fighting in a mixed Shia-Sunni Turkmen town called Talafar, west of Mosul. It's sort of an indication of the civil war that's possible here in Iraq right now as the Islamic State for Syria and Iraq make a play for a border town on the Syrian border. So there is concern that they're still advancing as Shia militias mobilize and try to blunt that as well.
What are you hearing from some of the refugees with whom you've spoken who fled from the fighting?
Some talked about the violence they witnessed. They're scared of this airstrikes that may come down to rain on Mosul. They're scared of the fighting back, and they're scared that they'll all die in the middle of it.
Leila, there have been some extraordinary photos on Twitter. Do you know anything about them?
There are photos, apparently, of Iraq's security forces being lined up, laid on the ground, and executed. They're quite gruesome. They're posted by the Islamic State in Syria and Iraq themselves, and they claim they've killed 1,700 Shia soldiers using derogatory language, calling it the Shia army. And it's unclear if they're actually real, but if they are, it's terrifying.
And we should make plain, these are not reports of from the enemies of ISIS. These are reports put out by ISIS themselves trying to advertise what I'll just refer to as their ferocity.
That's true. They're showing how strong they are. And they're saying that this is an army that's sectarian, that has hurt Sunni Arabs for a long time, and now they're taking revenge.
Leila, are there any odds for a political solution at this stage?
Well, I mean, a lot of people see Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki as a huge part of the problem. He's run the country exclusively rather than inclusively, and there have been protests in Sunni areas for months and months and months. And now you're seeing not only ISIS, but also other Sunni groups joining them as what some people call a counter-revolution against the government. And so there are calls for him to step down.
What is the role and what might be in the future the role of Iran? Certainly there have been reports that Iranian fighters are helping some of the Shiite-led Iraqi army. And this is, interestingly enough, an area where the United States and Iran might have an overwhelming common interest.
That's right, a common enemy. And basically, Iran has had a huge amount of influence in Iraq for years, since the U.S.-led invasion in 2003. The two strongest Shia militias here are seen as Iranian-trained militias. It's unconfirmed that actual soldiers are on the ground, but Iran has said that they will help Iraq if it needs it. And they have even opened the door to the idea of coming together with the U.S. on this particular issue.
And Pierre Leila Fadel, speaking with us from Erbil, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.